The god being burned in this sword and perceiving that promise and faith was broken, he fled away without utterance of any word from the eyes and hands of his most unhappy wife. But Psyche fortuned to catch him as he was rising by the right thigh and held him fast as he flew about in the air until such time that, constrained by weariness, she let him go and fell down upon the ground. But Cupid followed her down and lighted upon the top of a cypress tree and angrily spake to her in this manner: "O simple Psyche, consider with thyself how I, little regarding the commandment of my mother who willed me that thou shouldst be married to a man of base and miserable condition, did come myself from heaven to love thee, and wounded my own body with my proper weapons to have thee to my spouse. Did I seem a beast unto thee that thou shouldst go about to cut off my head with a razor who loved thee so well? Did not I always give thee in charge? Did not I gently will thee to beware? But those cursed aiders and counselors of thine shall be worthily rewarded for their pains. As for thee, thou shalt be sufficiently punished by my absence." When he had spoken these words, he took his flight into the air. Then Psyche fell flat on the ground, and as long as she might see her husband, she cast her eyes after him into the air, weeping and lamenting piteously. But when he was gone out of her sight, she threw herself into the next running river for the great anguish and dolor that she was in for the lack of her husband. Howbeit, the water would not suffer her to be drowned, but took pity upon her, and the honor of Cupid, which accustomed to boil and burn the river, and so threw her upon the bank amongst the herbs. Then Pan, the rustical god, sitting on the riverside, embracing and teaching the goddess Canna to tune her songs and pipes, by whom were feeding the young and tender goats, after that he perceived Psyche in so sorrowful case, not ignorant, I know not by what means, of her miserable estate, endeavored to pacify her in this sort: "O fair maid, I am a rustic and rude herdsman, howbeit by reason of my old age, expert in many things. For as far as I can learn by conjecture, which, according as wise men do term, is called divination, I perceive by your uncertain gait, your pale hue, your sobbing sighs, and your watery eyes, that you are greatly in love. Wherefore hearken to me, and go not about to slay yourself, nor weep not at all, but rather adore and worship the great god Cupid, and win him unto you by your gentle promise of service." When the god of shepherds had spoken these words, she gave no answer, but made reverence unto him as a god, and so departed. After that, Psyche had gone a little way. She fortuned unawares to come to a city where the husband of one of her sisters did dwell, which when Psyche did understand, she caused that her sister had great knowledge of her coming, and so they met together. And after embracing and salutation, the sister of Psyche demanded the cause of her travel. "Mary," quoth she, "do you not remember the counsel that you gave me, whereby you would that I could kill the beast who, under color of my husband, did lie with me every night? You shall understand that as soon as I brought forth the lamp to see and behold his shape, I perceived that he was the son of Venus, even Cupid himself that lay with me. Then I, stoken with great pleasure and desirous to embrace him, could not thoroughly assuage my delight. But alas, by evil chance, the boiling oil of the lamp fortuned to fall on his shoulder, which caused him to wake, who, seeing me armed with fire and weapon, gan say, 'How darest thou be so bold as to do a great mischief? Depart from me, and take such things as thou didst bring for I will have thy sister, and named you, to my wife, and she shall be placed in my felicity.' And by, he commanded Zephyrus to carry me away from the bounds of his house."